Hello, everyone. Welcome to Higher Power Tech Podcast, the podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. My name is Mark Comar. My co-host
is Josh Darnes.
Hey, guys, we are happy to bring this show to you all because we believe in this current state of business and growth and development, economics, everything that's going on. We want to be the noise quieter, white noise quieter, if you will, the calm to the storm for the three verticals that we believe runs every business and every organization. The vertical of, for one, the hiring manager, hiring departments within a company. We want to help you all understand and bring clarity to how to hire proper talent to help your company continue moving towards the North Star. The second vertical we want to also address is the staffing firm that you may work with or the company that you are trying to procure the talent through. We want to make sure that we bring information to you on how to pick the proper company, who to work with. If you are a staffing firm, how to work with the company, how to procure, you know, a contract with a company, how to operate through the proper talent and bring the proper talent to you. And then the third vertical we want to talk to you all about throughout the course of these series and these shows is the employee themselves. So you all are the main crux of who needs to be addressed, me and Josh believe, because there's a lot going on, right? In this current state of affairs, Josh, I know you agree, there's a lot of layoffs, there's a lot of, you know, downsizing, there's a lot going on, and employees are, you know, scared, wondering how, who, you know, can I get a position? And Josh and I have been in industries from two different angles, but still doing pretty much the same thing over the past decade plus, right? So we want to bring clarity, as I said, to you all. We were going to deliver this show to you once a week for the general pop, from all the outlets, from social media to YouTube to all the podcast outlets. You can go to our higherpowertech.com and you can find all of our episodes, and we'll leave all the information below. And then we're going to have a second outlet for you all to be able to listen to us through the paywall, if you will, but more detailed information that will allow you, as if you're the company looking to hire, if you're the staffing firm looking to recruit and then also place, if you are the employee looking to figure out how you can better position yourself to be recruited, we're going to have a paywall for you to listen to information that will go a little more detail on how you can grow and how you can get where you want to be. Okay. So I know you're hearing a lot from me, but you guys need to know, who are we, right? Who is this guy, Mark Comar and Josh Starnes, talking to you? So I know you just heard from me for a few minutes, but I want to let Josh jump in here and talk a little bit about who he is, what he's bringing to the table, and why we work together and moving forward. Okay, Josh, thanks for your patience, brother. Here you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Mark. Hey, happy to be here and talk about this stuff. I feel like there are a lot of gaps in this industry. I started this staffing venture probably, I want to say, a little over 10 years ago. I was in a tech company doing resale for, you know, hardware, software, services, and kind of learning that type of stuff. And, you know, just needed a change. I ran into a friend of mine who had a friend who needed somebody for a staffing agency. He basically said, hey, my friend's looking for somebody who has the gift to gab and can create, you know, make friends very easily, and you might be a good fit. And I had no idea what it was about or what I was about to get myself into. So I met with this lady. She worked for Robert Half, had my first conversation. I got hired as a division director over their financial operations team. And again, had no idea what I was doing. All she told me is to go make friends. So I was handling one of their largest, most profitable accounts that was at that time failing, and no idea what I was going to do. So I picked up the phone, started making calls, started going on site, started meeting with managers. Started to learn the business, worked with my team. My team had been doing it longer than I have. So I leaned on them a lot to teach me. Hey, what does this look like? Talk to my recruiters. How do you recruit? What are some of the things that you do? I talked to my desk person. And you'll understand more as we go through these, what these different positions are and why. But now it's kind of a high overview. But I learned a lot of the business utilizing my internal team. And we were able to create a team of professionals that executed very highly. So within the first year of being at Robert Half, our division grew from 800 hours to about 4,500, which is about 240% growth in a year.
Wow.
Yeah. And I have to contribute it to a process. We created a process that worked better than everybody else's. And that's why we were able to capitalize on the market. So I was with Robert Half for a few years. After that, I really wanted to move up. I wanted to become more. I wanted to do more. So I did make a lateral move into IT. I did full desk. I did full recruiting. And that was interesting because not only are you trying to go find jobs, then you're trying to find candidates to fill those jobs. So it's quite the task.
And if I can interject real quick, so how was that for real moving from the position you were at Robert Half to now you're going full desk? You had such a, a strong role in a position where you were able to delegate, right, at Robert Half, but still doing your job of making connections. How was that transition for you going into a full role now?
It was rough. Going into it, I knew the bare minimums. I knew how to recruit. I knew how to do the sales side of things. However, it was done completely different. On the tech side, it was a lot more phone calls. It was a lot more meetings, but you still have to balance it out because you have to recruit. You have to have time to bring this stuff in. But if you don't have job orders, you don't have anybody to recruit. If you don't have any recruits, you don't have anybody to put in jobs.
Right.
So trying to figure out how to balance that. So I did that for a little while and I was successful at it and learned a lot. But I knew that in order for me to move up in the rankings in the company, I needed to be well-versed. I needed to be able to do these different things and work for different divisions and have an understanding of them. So when I did decide to...
If I can, real quick, before you keep that thought, where did that come from, understanding not only the... Obviously, everybody wants to grow, right? They want to go up the chain. They want to become the VP, the SVP, and all this other stuff. But where did that come from in you? Where did you get that instill that understanding that you had to diversify your knowledge well enough in order to really be, suited for the next position or next level you want to achieve? Where did that come from for you?
To be honest, I think it just came from when I was younger. My first job, I worked at IHOP. I was a host. And ever since my first job, I wasn't interested in doing that my first job. I always wanted to move up. I wanted to be the manager. I wanted to be the boss. I wanted to keep going. So every time I made a move, even from a kid, I worked at Lone Star Steakhouse. I was in high school. I was the only certified broiler in the state. I was the only certified broiler in the state because I was interested in being the best. Right. I wanted to be the go-to. I wanted to be the top in the kitchen. And so every job I've had, that's what I've worked towards. Okay. Also, outside of work, my passion is in fitness. We both, Mark and I, share a passion for fitness. Always wanted to be the best that I can. I never knew anything. I started at 180 pounds. I've competed nationally in bodybuilding. I've ranked sixth. I've done some things, and so I've always wanted to do more and be more and bring more to the table. So even when I went into staffing, I was intrigued to be I like to train. I like to mentor. I like to develop. I like to teach people. That's kind of where I've gone. That's my favorite thing to do. And I've done it since I was a kid. So for me, going into staffing and getting up into a VP level would be my ability to train these different individuals on how to do it correctly. So I have a passion, I guess, for teaching salespeople on how to sell, but in the staffing industry. So then when I left full desk and left Robert Half, I went into some different ventures. I went into some healthcare staffing, did some per diem nursing, got, a good sense of what that looks like. I created my own staffing agency. I worked for a local company here in Phoenix that their primary job was to work with C-level execs and recreate their resumes and help them to reposition themselves in new companies, either bigger titles, bigger salaries, people who had been laid off. But my job was to create a staffing side of the house. So when I went in, we came up with everything. I mean, we had to create the documents. We had to create the, NDAs. We had to create everything from scratch.
Right.
Within the first 6 weeks, I brought in about $1 million worth of business. And this was more security focused on the IT side. There's a lot of money there. However, this company was not set up properly for recruiting and finding these top talent individuals. So in the long run, there was no money to really do it correctly. So it just became, I wouldn't say a waste of time because I learned a lot. It was great learning all of that stuff, but it wasn't going to go anywhere without the amount of funds. People don't realize what this costs.
Right. Speak on that, but real quick, I just want everybody out there, if you didn't pay attention real quick, when he was at Robert Half, grew at 200 and what percent?
About 244%.
In a year. Started a company from scratch with a co-founder, but you had $1 million worth of contracts ready in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So if you guys are not paying attention, this young man knows how to draw and bring in business, but it started from his ability to be able to connect with people. So I just want to keep you guys understanding that you have a great tutor here, if you will, or, you know, someone that understands all aspects of, you know, the staffing and how to work with other organizations, and he builds quickly. So I just want to throw it out there, but go ahead, continue.
Yeah. And it's crazy what you can do, you know, and it's not, this is not glorious. It's not fun. You know, going into this stuff, you're making a lot of phone calls and you're getting a lot of rejections and you're getting a lot of voicemails, and you just have to keep going because the reward outweighs all of it. But in terms of that, so I ended up leaving that company just because there was nowhere else to go. It was mutual. We shook hands, realized it wasn't going to pan out the way it was supposed to. I then took a role on the other side of the house as an MSP, a managed service provider. And I worked for Kelly OCG. I was on one of their largest accounts, Farmers Insurance. And my job was to work directly with the hiring managers on creating requisitions to hire IT individuals. So every day I was creating meetings, I was bringing in all of the suppliers to talk to the managers about the roles. I was managing all of their roles. I was managing all their interviews. I was managing the shortlisting, which means going through resumes, getting them over to the manager. So I did everything from that aspect. And I did that for a few years. It was a lot of fun. That one kind of came to an end due to the fact that I wasn't able to relocate to California to be on site. It was a remote position. So I really didn't have a choice but to move on, but really, really enjoyed the company, really enjoyed the position. Then I went in on the other side as a CP, which is a client partner. So now I'm a supplier chasing the MSPs around, trying to get them to use my candidates, you know, and it was equally as fun. You know, again, all of these roles break down to creating relationships. When I was an MSP, I had relationships with certain suppliers who were my top suppliers that I could count on no matter what. And then when I was a CP, I made my relationships with the MSPs. So I knew that my candidates were always getting looked at because they knew of the quality I was able to produce. So I was worked with a company called Dicis. They're now Dexian. And we had a lot of fun. I had 6 very large accounts. I had 7 teams of recruiters, some of which had 12 recruiters on them. So keeping everybody in line was crazy. And we were working on anywhere from 200 to 300 recs at any given time.
That's a lot of recs.
Yeah. And this is pre-COVID. So things have changed quite a bit since COVID. It seems like things started to slow down and then kind of stayed slowed down and then picked up and then kind of slowed down again. So,
right.
But what I'm trying to get at is I've been through most facets of the staffing industry. I've seen it all. So I know how it works for if you're working with a program. I know how it works if you're not working with a program. I know if you're doing, you know, FT, you're looking to hire full-time employees. Like, I've worked with lots of big companies. I've worked with small companies. I've worked with mid-sized companies. Now, currently, again, I'm still in staffing and I'm more on the biz dev side of finding new business and creating new things. And it's been great. So very happy to be here. I'm excited to see if I can't help some of you have a better understanding of your role, whether it be the hiring manager looking to hire people, like Mark said, or the candidate looking to get a job or everything in between. If you guys stay with us long enough, you'll get all the answers to all of what we think. And again, it's our opinion, and we hope that you guys will join in and leave comments and tell us what you think. And this is an open discussion. So really excited to do this for you guys.
Perfect. Perfect. So as you see, very robust background, very knowledgeable, but very open to hearing. And we both are. Hearing from you all and discussing and having dialogue back and forth, and not just, hey, this is how it needs to be, right? Because we understand we've been through so many facets of it. For me, I'm going to date myself here. I've been in business ownership and companies, building companies for the past 22 years. So I know I don't look like old, right? But, I started. And like Josh said, I started in the wellness industry years ago in Atlanta, Georgia, where I currently am right now. Josh and I move around a lot, so and you'll hear that shortly. But I'm back in Atlanta right now, and I started a business 22 years ago, roughly. It was corporate wellness, and we would go into companies and help them save on healthcare costs by providing on-site, worksite wellness programs for their employees. So with that, we had a chance to work with Hartsfield-Jackson National Airport, the busiest airport in the nation, 2,000 their employees. We worked with Heinz-Rohe Inc., a company based out of Germany that does high-end faucets and things like that. So we had to deal with their employees, roughly around 2,000 or 3,000 their employees out of their North America branch here in Georgia, and a few other companies as well. with that company, I was able to procure, like Josh, I was doing everything along with the co-founder of mine at the time. But you find yourself doing every aspect of a business, right? Bookkeeping, you know, recruiting, hiring, firing, you know, mopping the floor if you had a facility, right? So you're doing everything underneath the sun, but you learn a lot, right? But one thing I learned in trying to procure those contracts, because that was my main task at the company, was to understand how to go through HR. My background was in wellness and fitness as a trainer, and that at the same token, in building this company, I had learned how to navigate, procurement departments and going to HR conferences and trying to find out who's the head hiring, rep for the company. And then, like Josh said, develop a relationship, be willing to stay consistent with the approach, not hassling, not haggling, but making sure you stay communicative well enough to learn what they need. And Josh, you can feel free to jump in if you have anything you want to say. But
yeah, I want people to notice that even with what he's doing now, everything he's doing is relationship building. It's creating positive relationships with people. And that's what all of this breaks down to. If you are unable to create a solid business relationship, you will have a rough time.
You are so right, brother. And I mean, my growth in my businesses was only due to just that, the relationships that I was able to nurture, develop, and again, nurture further. Once you get it, because I know a lot of times we will get the contract and we think, okay, well, now I got the contract, it's done. Now we just provide talent but no, that person that you were talking to, Josh and I are very big on making sure, I know your birthday. I know what your, if your kids are going to college or, they're on their way to their first year of high school, making sure, that they have a party that passed, last month that they went to attend it. These are things that are crucial because this is what allows you to continue to grow with a person. Person is a part of the organization. The organization does not exist. The org does not exist if these individuals are not present and fully operational from the standpoint emotionally, right? So connecting with people deep is important. So I learned that in my first company, operated that, was able to grow that business from Atlanta, Georgia to California. So we were bi-coastal a little bit. We were able to grow it, had about 20 employees total at that time. Underneath that umbrella, was able to work with some high-end celebrities for a little while in between managing that company. That allowed me to learn a different dynamic in business and relationships and people when you're dealing with some of the biggest celebrities that we all know of and have, had a chance to listen to and be a part of their growth and they'll be a part of our life. That taught me a lot as well. Was able to take that experience and build another company, an online digital workout program company, once Instagram took off around 2013, 2014, built an online digital program workout company where we sold digital workout programs. We were able to gain influencers around the nation, and then we were able to take that around the world. So I was able to live in 10 different countries for over 3.5 years. I was living in Singapore, Dubai, Panama, Colombia, Brazil, Indonesia. But while doing so, growing that business, we had talent in Ecuador and Brazil and Costa Rica that we worked with. So I was able to learn firsthand in real time different financial markets, different economies, how people operate, how pay systems work, how to recruit in foreign languages, even though most people put the case is un poco and so is Spanish. but even though with those limitations, you still learn, like Josh said, at the end of the day, relationships, no matter the language, no matter where you are, no matter the time zone. If you stay connected and you're genuine, you're pure about how you go about it, but then you create a system, which Josh is very big on, because you heard him say it even in his growth at Robert Half, a process was developed, a system was developed in order to be able to grow to 200% or to be able to bring in $1 million in 6 weeks. You have to have a process in place once you develop those relationships. And we were able to build that for a period of time. After that, during that time frame, I was able to start another company and build another company. The company that actually sponsors us, Kane Ross, which is a staffing firm. We staff IT professionals, data science, our specialties, front end, back end engineers, that type of thing. But we were able to work with Fortune 500 companies due to relationships that we built in other sectors. Our primary clients right now are American Express and Citizens Bank, primary clients that we work with, and we're growing. And Josh and I have been willing to collaborate. We met about a year ago now, right? Am I correct, Josh, roughly?
Yeah. And what's funny is we actually met through a client that we built. Who put us together because he liked how we both worked and said, hey, you two need to do this together. So I think it's unique on how we are brought together. But and this individual is a very high up VP for a very large company who does hire through staffing companies.
Exactly, exactly. So that's how we met. That's how, and we were able to, again, build a relationship together. We stay connected. I know about his daughter. I know about his kids. You know, he knows about my life. I know about, I'm going to see him compete here in a couple of weeks, a couple months rather, because we, you know, we have a relationship, you know. So we're going to teach you guys through this process how to grow, how to build, to get to your North Star, whether you are a VP of a company, if you are a CTO, if you are a CIO, we're going to help you grow. If you are a staffing firm looking to figure out how to connect with proper companies, especially during this time right now, Josh and I are going to give you the tutelage, the understanding of, you know, how to approach it, how to do it. Again, make nothing is 100%. But what we feel we have learned throughout our years of, you know, business and development and processes, we believe we can help be the guiding light and also the calm right now with a lot of noise, a lot of scarcity, scary feelings going on right now. Like I said, with major companies, you know, doing a lot of layoffs right now. But there's still potential because it all comes around. It's all cyclical at the end of the day. Right, Josh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's times are very different. And there's lots of different subjects that are very near and dear to my heart. And I can't wait to bring them all out and talk to you, you know, from all aspects. But yeah, I think it's going to be very beneficial. And again, we want you to collaborate. We want you to tell us because there's not just one way to get things done. There's millions. If you're successful and you've continued to be successful and you've got your own process, we'd love to hear about it. We really would.
And just so you know, guys, it's not going to just be me and Josh talking, but actually we're going to, it's going to be very limited on what we have to say. We are going to bring experts. We are going to bring VPs, CTOs. We are going to bring, recruiters on to interview, to talk to. So if you're an employee out there trying to figure out, you know, what to do, what you need to have, how you need to present yourself, this was the show you want to sit down and listen to and put on, subscribe to, because we will bring on the experts who will be able to tell you how they're hiring, who they're hiring, why they're hiring, and what the process looks like and what you want to do to procure a position in a career. Because at the end of the day, we all just trying to find a position where we can take care of our livelihood, right? We want to provide, you know, put food on the table, and we want to be able to, you know, take our, you know, our loved one out for an anniversary. We want to be able to go to the movies and get groceries and gas without stressing about it, right? So,
amen.
At the end of the day, we just want to, you know, live a better life, quality of life. And so we want to help make sure we bring that to you guys. Okay. Josh, anything else you want to say before we close out?
Not at all. I just want to say thank you guys for taking the time to listen to us. And I look forward to creating more of these for you and collaborating back and forth. And yeah, I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Yep. All right. Again, thank you guys for joining us here on Higher Power Tech Podcast. We'll be in touch soon and just look out for our next episode.
Thanks, guys.